This is PodTech News for Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. 15 points were shaved from the Dow today from yesterday's record high close. Today, the Dow came to rest at 11,852. Some analysts say we could see $2 a gallon at the gas pump, and credit card company Visa says it'll reorganize and go public. In other news, wireless technologies are constantly improving, but the bottom line question for most consumers is simple. When will they be able to have fast, reliable internet access on mobile devices? Nokia is planning to take a big step in this direction when it rolls out cell phones using WiMAX internet technology in 2008. The way things work today, computers can get a WiMAX connection only when they are stationary. All Nokia needs to make the plan work is the underlying WiMAX technology. That's due out later this year. Qualcomm says its Eudora email client has seen better days on its own. New versions of Eudora will be developed on the open-source Mozilla Thunderbird email program. That means Eudora will be a free open-source product. The next Eudora will be released in the first half of 2007. Google kicked it up a notch today with its continuing rollout of Office Suite programs. As with Google's launch of Spreadsheets, the move set tongues wagging about the search giant's growing rivalry with Microsoft. But a Google spokesman at the Office 2.0 conference in San Francisco bristled at the comparison.
I wouldn't say it's Microsoft Office. That's not.
It's not Google
exactly
Office.
Google Office. No, people are saying that in the press, but I wouldn't say we're. I wouldn't say that that's what we're calling it. Really, what we're pushing with this Google Docs and Spreadsheets is all about being able to collaborate with multiple people at the same time.
The combination of the document program called Writely and the spreadsheet application already in use means that users can share documents online instantaneously without leaving Google and without emailing versions back and forth. Google bought Upstartle, the creator of Writely, last March. This in from Scotland Yard, Britain is under attack by hackers from the U.S. According to the police, an organized crime gang has infiltrated thousands of computers. The hackers are going after passwords, credit card numbers, financial data, and email addresses. About 2,300 computers in the UK have been infected by the virus. For those of you who have been waiting patiently, your wait is over. The Federal Trade Commission has begun blogging. The TechAid blog will examine the ways that technology is affecting the lives of real people. It may sound dry, but the blog comes with a disclaimer saying it won't necessarily reflect the views of the stodgy competition watchdog. In other words, they're out of control. It's going to be hosted by a recent college grad working as a paralegal at the commission. You can find it at ftcchat.us/blog. Lasers, is there anything they can't do? Well, now there's laser TV. Lasers are said to deliver twice the color content of ordinary plasma or LCD screens. Aerosor and Novolux are showing off a 50-inch laser TV in Australia today, although the two companies are based in Silicon Valley. The firms are looking for investor cash, and they hope to put out TV sets in time for Christmas next year. The issue of stock option improprieties is not going away as we add backdating to pretexting in our growing vocabulary of shady business practices. With 130 companies nationwide under some kind of review for stock option practices, the fallout is likely to be felt for a long time to come. Today saw casualties at McAfee, where George Samanek retired as chairman and CEO after 6 years in the post. The security software company also fired its president, Kevin Weiss. An interim CEO has been appointed. The company will have to revise its previously reported profit and could also face fines if laws were broken. A quick look at Wall Street. The Dow again down 15 points at 11,852. NASDAQ off by 7 at 2308. And the S&P 500 down 3 at 1349. This is PodTech News with help from Michael Klinger and John Furrier. I'm Jason Lopez.